with us today. We're glad that you're here, and we trust and pray that as we study the Word of the Lord together, that good will be accomplished to the glory of God. I was just thinking it. I was standing up here this morning trying to get a kind of a view of all the people to whom I would be speaking. How wonderful it is to be able to see people congregate like this to worship and serve the true and the living God. And we've been singing that song, Give Me the Bible. And then the good prayer, the reading of the Scriptures, all of this is to get us to realize that as Jesus said in Matthew 18 and verse 20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. And yes, He is. And the verse that we read from John chapter 4, remember what Jesus said, God is a spirit. They that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. We want the Bible. We want to know what God says. And we want to be able to encourage one another to do what the Lord has us to do. Get thee behind me, Satan, is the statement that Jesus made. It's the basis of our sermon this morning. Why? Because He's so real. Because He really wants all of you. He wants me. Satan really desires us. And you know what? He's been successful with a lot of people, but with us, truly we can say, we want to be as Jesus did. We want to tell Him, away with you. We're not standing with you. We're not doing what you're saying. We want to be like our Master who was tempted at a time that was so hard. And yet, Jesus was tempted the devil, and it's interesting that He talked face to face with him. Can you imagine the devil being an evil person? Yes. A person that is desirous now to get as many people as possible into his camp. What did Jesus quote every time the devil misquoted the Bible, misapplied the Bible? Jesus would always say, it is written. Then was Jesus led up the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And let me pause. You and I will be tempted. I know we'll be tempted. We need to be ready. We need to be on guard of what the devil can do to us. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, I've never done that. I doubt if I'm talking to anybody in this group this morning that has actually fasted 40 days and 40 nights. But Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and He was hungry. We know what it's like to be hungry, but not like this. Our Lord had prepared Himself. He's now before the tempter. And when the tempter came to Him, He, that is Satan, said, if, the condition if thou be the Son of God. There's no question that Jesus is the Son of God, but look what the devil does. He's done it always. He's trying to get people to do what? Trying to trick them. Catch them in a snare. And the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Don't you know that God would do that for you if you are the Son of God? And Jesus had a ready answer. And Jesus said, He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. But he's hungry. He's fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and now he's hungry. And here's the devil saying to him, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread so that we'll relieve your hunger. But Jesus said there's something more important than that. The Bible also says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Just as the devil was not through with us, neither is he through with us. We may live to be old, but even in our old age we'll be tempted. We'll be tried. Jesus now is again tempted. The devil taking them up into the holy city. He setteth them on a pinnacle of the temple, and he saith unto them, if, look at that, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Nothing's going to happen to you, is what the devil is saying to Jesus. But Jesus said unto him, you're not supposed to tempt God. Listen to what he says. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. We need to listen to that one. Don't ever try God. And then the devil taketh them up into exceeding high mountain, showeth them all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. This is going to be persuasive, isn't it? This is going to cause Jesus now to say, give it to me and I'll do what? Fall down and worship you. Not so. And he saith unto them, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Away with you, Satan. Get thee behind me. I'm not going to do it. Then saith Jesus him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Jesus wouldn't do it. Why? God is to be worshipped, and God alone is to be served. Why? Because he's God. He loves people to worship him. And every time the devil tries and tempts us, tries to get us away from worshiping God, we need to remember what Jesus said to him. But guess what? Temptations will come. Guess what? Yes, you'll be tempted and tried, but it's not going to last forever. Here Jesus withstood all three of these terrible temptations, trials. Then the devil leaveth him. Guess what? He'll do the same with you. He'll do the same with me. When a husband is about to leave his wife and go and mix with some other woman, he needs to remember something. Your trials, your temptations, that's wrong. And the terribleness of your decision will be the ruin of your life. Jesus had the devil, said the devil leaveth him, and then the angels came and ministered to him. Yes, temptation is going to come. I guarantee you that. I'm tried. I'm tempted. Every man, every woman in this building is. And the Bible says if you're a godly person, you really are sincere, you're going to be tried. Listen to what Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. Yea, all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer what? Persecution. We know that. Why? God has said that in Matthew 5. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and shall persecute you, shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The answer to persecution, the answer to temptation is found in the fact that God already said it's coming, and it's coming for you, you who are godly and living in godly in Christ Jesus. You have three things that Jesus had to endure, and we do too. The lust of the flesh. Jesus had fasted for 40 days and for his body was weak. He was hungry. And then he was told, you can find food, but not in the way that God says. The pride of life took him up on a pinnacle of the temple. And look what he says. If only you will just go ahead and fall down. Nothing's going to hurt you. The devil's lied, lied, lied. Genesis 3. Remember when God said that? There is one tree in the garden. Don't you dare touch it. Don't you eat thereof. What was God saying? Don't get near it. Leave it alone. Oh, if we could just remember that about temptations. We're tried. Don't get so close. Get away from it. And when God said, don't eat thereof, the devil then comes in. And what does he say to Eve? Hath the Lord said that thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Yes, she said. And she knew what the punishment would be, because God had told her, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And guess what? He said, but thou wilt not die. Somebody says you just become a Christian and you won't ever have to again worry about anything. Well, it's true in one sense. But it doesn't mean that you'll be exempt from persecutions and trials. God said this coming. Thirdly, the lust of the eyes. He was shown all the kings of the world. If only you'd just fall down and worship me, Jesus would not do it. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is a promise made to every elder in this church, to every elder's wives, to every wife, to every individual in this congregation, preacher, husband, wife. God says, there is something that I will do that will help you. There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Don't ever think you're being tempted and you're being tried and that you're the only one that's ever done that. What does God say? But such as is common to man. But here is what God says. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Tell our young people. Tell our middle-aged people. Tell our old people. I know sometimes things get hard. Life is tough. But God said, I'll make a way for you to bear it. That you can escape it. Get thee behind me, Satan. Let's look at some things. When the devil tempts us not to come to worship on Sunday morning, not to come to Bible study, and maybe on Sunday night and Wednesday night, and the devil is saying to you, you got more important things than that. You don't need to go. Why should you go? It would be awfully nice to sleep. Have you ever been challenged like that? If you're really up late for an election, and the next day it's time to go to the services, and you think, boy, if I just could sleep in. I'll tell you what, I'll go tonight. No. You're going to do what? You're going to go to worship. Why? Because you believe in God. Because you are doing God's will and you're not going to allow the devil to convince you not to go where you ought to be going. Hebrews 10 verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. We hear that. Does it mean anything to us? It sure does. It means we have an appointment. We have an assembly to attend. It means this is first. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Seeking what? God first. Did I not quote a while ago John chapter 4? The hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such that the Father seek to worship Him. Tonight we have the occasion. Wednesday night. Are we going to let the devil convince us? We really don't have to go. I'll do what I want to do. I'll do it my way. The early disciples, the Bible tells us in Acts 20 and verse 7, that upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, who were those disciples? Why did they come together? What was their purpose in doing so? I'll tell you one thing, my friend. The devil was not able to get them to not be there. In 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 through 3, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. When the contribution basket is passed, the devil is saying to us, you know what? Do you really have to give that much to the Lord? Why do you give so much to the Lord, or why are you giving anything to Him anyway? After all, I need it. Put in 20 bucks and then go out and spend 40 bucks on frivolous things. And tell God, Lord, I just love you so much. I really care for you. I'm going to give you my life, but how much do we really give to God? The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 7 of them, that we are to purpose in our heart, and so let us give. You remember the passage in Matthew 6, 19 through 21? Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do what? Break through and steal. But rather lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. How much do you have in the bank of heaven? When you give to God upon the first day of the week, where is the account being recorded? In heaven. Why are you doing it? Well, so that the church can do the will of God and spreading forth the gospel to the lost. And to remember, as Paul said in Acts 20 and verse 35, that it's more blessed to give than to receive. There are preachers of the gospel all over the world. God says, go, preach the gospel to the whole world. With what? With the money that belongs to Him. What an august responsibility that the church has to sound forth the word of the Lord to every man, every woman. How much are we doing? Giving. So the early church was so active in carrying forth the gospel. In 1 Timothy 3:15, that thou knowest that made that thou mayest know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Paul said in Philippians 1 and verse 5, you Philippians fellowship with me from the very first until now. What a joy for us to give so our elders can oversee that and the money can be spent to primarily support the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world. Paul even said in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 8, I robbed other churches to do you service. Friends, the devil is going to try to get us not to do it. Have you ever watched a movie that you wish you hadn't watched? Have you ever watched the movie that call a bad movie, an evil movie, maybe an R-rated or an X-rated movie, and after you've watched it and you've seen the filth, why? Why'd you do it? Why did I do it? The devil. What does the Bible say about such things as this? Your mind? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That's exactly what Paul said to the Philippians in Philippians 2 and verse 5. Do you think Jesus Christ would sit down and watch a movie that had so much nakedness in it and to hear people curse and even use the name of God in vain over and over and over? And then we hear people say it was just a movie. How many of us are guilty? Yes, we are. The devil's done what? He's convinced us He's deceived us. Friend, you don't want your children to see something. And you don't want to see something that your children shouldn't see. How can we be the kind of people that God wants us to be? When we look, we engage in, and we think a lot of times, just like the world. Many of us are guilty. Why? The devil deceived us. Lying, you know, you just see popular people today just lie. Why do people lie? Why is it that we read in Revelation 21 and verse 8 that all liars shall have their lake in the fire and brimstone? Yeah, when you lie, when a preacher, elder, deacon, father, mother, anybody lies, it's a serious thing with God. And you know why it's serious? Because God is a God of truth, of honesty. Let's watch what we say. Let's make sure we don't purposely, deceitfully use a lie. We need all of us to be so careful. Cheating. And somebody says, everybody does it. Cheating in all different phases of life. Almost everybody, we're told, that is dishonest. Not so. That's not true. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, the Bible says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I'm going to be lost. I'm going to hell if I allow the devil to dictate to me and tell me and convince me it's all right to do those things that God says, that if you do them, you're going to be judged. Troy asked me this morning before Bible class, we just finished up in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said, may I read those verses again? Well, they tie in right away with the last book of poetry. And I said, yeah. Now let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments. Why? Fear God. This is for all. Fear God and keep His commandments. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. How many of us have had secrets? And now then we know we've got to make sure that every phase of our life is in harmony with God's will. And seek to do His will in all things. The devil has a language in America today. And many Americans and even some Christians are falling victim to the language of the devil. When you turn on the television, you listen to the radio, you look in the paper, and when men take the precious name of God, desecrate it, and they don't think anything of it, they need to remember something. And we must remember it. Jesus said, by thy words thou shalt be justified. And by thy words thou shalt be condemned. A woman, beautiful, and yet the Scriptures tell us, if a man looks after a woman to lust after her in his heart, he has committed adultery with her in his heart. How can people be so deceived?
The devil.
What is he saying?
No problem.
That's just the norm. That's now.
Is it? Then something needs to change badly. Christians, mothers, fathers, and all men need to remember what Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 28. Who do you run around with, young people?
You think they're going to have any kind of influence over you? The devil will tell you, join those that will make you happy and that you feel real comfortable with. But if they're engaged in something that they shouldn't be, like I told you before, over in Tuscumbia, Alabama, one of our young men, he was dating one of the elder's daughters. He was out that Saturday night and he was with the wrong crowd. He knew better, but he was with the crowd that decided they'd break in one of the stores there in Tuscumbia. At first he said to me later, yeah, I didn't want really to go, but everybody else was going, so I went on anyway. They got caught, and when I went to see him in jail, he just laid his head down on that old filthy mattress, I never will forget it. Started crying, and he said, my life is ruined. Why did I do that? Because he was with the wrong crowd. Well, he straightened himself up, and he didn't let the devil deceive him again. When he came forward to make confession of fault, he made his life what it ought to be. He married that young girl. They have several children. And the devil did not win after that. Won the preeminence, power, even among brethren? Why? Diotrephes in 3 John verses 9 and 10. John said, I wrote unto him, but he would not do what? He wouldn't listen to me. Well, he had such preeminence, he wanted such power, that he was putting in and taking out everybody in the church that he wanted to. But John said, this is what's going to happen to him. When I come, everything's going to be straightened out. False doctrine. People saying, doesn't make any difference what you believe. Just believe what you want to. Or, I'm going to believe what my grandma or my grandpa said. If they were wrong, then I'll be wrong. And if they're gone, lost, then I'll be lost. I don't know how many people have told me that in my lifetime. But friend, if they were wrong, nothing you do at all about them will ever change your destiny. You'll just do what is right. God will see to it that you will have that glorious hope of heaven. Satan, just so real. I say to you this morning in conclusion, I need a lesson like this. I want to straighten up. I want my primary purpose in life to do what? Hopefully to just please God. I'm going to need your help. We, each one of us, need each other. We have a congregation like O'Neill that loves you. And that's praying for you. I don't know how many will come out. And they'll tell me, Brother Guy, would you please pray for me? Let me tell you, that doesn't go unnoticed in my book. As soon as I can get someplace by myself or with my wife, we pray for you. And I want you to do that for me. Jesus Christ demonstrates, He's shown us how to handle it. Yes, there will be trials, there will be temptations, but we can overcome. The only way is to remember the Master who went through it all. But then after all the temptations were over, all the trials, the devil leaveth him. And angels came and ministered to him. Oh, if you're not a Christian this morning, you need to be. I would walk down that aisle. I would gladly let you take my body and baptize it in this water that we have up in the back. I'd do that for you if I could. It wouldn't do you any good. You're going to have to do that. You and I, just like Luke, boy, so thrilled that he obeyed the gospel and baptized him Friday. Young people, he wanted to be a Christian, and now he is. I hope you, if you're not a Christian this morning, will believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, confess His name, and be baptized. And if you're a child of God, let us each one remember, Satan, get thee behind me, for it is written. Away with you, Satan. Let's do all we can to hold tenaciously to the hand of God. As we sung the other night in their singing, Precious Lord, take my hand. Yes, but with Him, we can overcome. May God help you if you're not ready to meet His Son, that today you'll obey Him. While together we stand.